Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Investieren is to invest. Investieren, to invest. How would you say I invest? Ich investiere. How would you say you invest? Du investierst. How would you say do you invest? Investierst du? You see, in German, we say invest you. We don't have this do you when we make a yes-no question. So we just say invest you, investierst du? How would you say do you invest the money? Investierst du das Geld? How would you say do you invest the savings? Investierst du die Ersparnisse? So one word in German to say savings is die Ersparnisse. Ersparnisse. There within is the word sparen, to save. Ersparnisse. Investierst du die Ersparnisse? How would you say, do you invest your money? Investierst du dein Geld? How would you say, do you invest your guy's money? Investierst du euer Geld? So, euer Geld is your guy's money in the sense of maybe the money of you and your wife, or you and your husband. Sorry, you and your husband. So, euer Geld, your guy's money. Euer, referring to several people. So, your guys, euer Geld. How would you say, do you invest your savings? Investierst du deine Ersparnisse? Notice, deine with an E, because it's die Ersparnisse. Investierst du deine Ersparnisse? How would you say, do you invest your guy's savings? Investierst du eure Ersparnisse? How would you say, do you invest your money in stocks? Investierst du dein Geld in Aktien? In stocks, in Aktien. Die Aktien are the stocks or the shares. Die Aktien. Investierst du dein Geld in Aktien? How would you say, do you invest your guy's money in shares? Investierst du euer Geld in Aktien? How would you say, do you invest your savings in shares? Investierst du deine Ersparnisse in Aktien? How would you say, do you invest your guy's savings in stocks? Investierst du eure Ersparnisse in Aktien? How would you say in the past, I have invested? Ich habe investiert. So, investiert is the participle. Ich habe investiert. I have invested. How would you say, have you invested? Hast du investiert? How would you say, did you invest? hast du investiert? You see, in German, we just use have you invested. We don't have this did you. To create the past, we build it with the auxiliary verb haben. So we say have you invested. Hast du investiert? How would you say, did you invest your money? Hast du dein Geld investiert? How would you say, did you invest your savings? Hast du deine Ersparnisse investiert? You see, investiert is always kicked to the end because we have two verbs. Hast du, have you, the auxiliary verb haben, to build the past, and then the participle investiert, so the second verb. And whenever you have two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. So investiert is kicked to the end. Hast du deine Ersparnisse investiert? How would you say, in which stocks have you invested? In welche Aktien hast du investiert? In which stocks? In welche Aktien? In welche Aktien hast du investiert? In which stocks have you invested? How would you say, in which stocks have you invested your money? In welche Aktien hast du dein Geld investiert? How would you say, in which stocks have you invested your guy's money? In welche Aktien hast du euer Geld investiert? How would you say, in which stocks have you invested your guy's savings? In welche Aktien hast du eure Ersparnisse investiert? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb entdecken, to discover. Entdecken, to discover. Like when you discover something new. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.